Investigations?
Yes, I have a phone.
Okay, yeah, we get disconnected.
Okay, stay on the line.
Hello?
Hello, Sergeant Smith?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I guess I know how to work a cell phone, huh? But no, Jed and I, the only reason I tolerated him was because of my sister.
Yeah.
And, you know, she, her and I have a couple of words exchanged about him that, you know, basically I, just back, from my background, I didn't care for him and as far as what he was doing, and that she was more or less a kind of a little crutch for her, for him, instead of just, hey, getting a little, well, let's put it this way, I don't have a kid. If he was my kid, I would have done things differently.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
But I didn't care for him. I was concerned about, you know, my mother was a I was concerned about him taking syringes, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any proof of it, but I suspected that. And along those lines, so it just, did we get along? I tolerated him, let's put it that way, because of my sister. And because, yeah, and more so with the deaths that we had in the family, because we got hit pretty hard within 10 months. We lost 4 members of our family.
Now, does he come to visit your house, or what is the relationship that you have with him?
Well, he would come up on family functions. We had, let's see, I'm trying to think, my birthday was last Saturday, and he didn't show up at that time because he there was something that occurred that I got pissed off with him, or he thought that, it was because of his warrant. He had warrants out for him, and I told him I don't want to be around him with the warrants being out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it was kind of a situation, well, okay, he has warrants out, and I know he has warrants out, what do I do type of situation. So he kind of stayed clear, and he didn't go to court on the 7th when he was supposed to.
Okay.
And I guess there was an FTA put out for him. I checked on the, you know, the website.
Yeah.
With the $10,000 bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little upset over that. So he didn't show up at my birthday party. He did come up. I'm trying to remember the day he did come up. It had been, I think it was when we had a barbecue the previous Sunday, though I'm not certain. But my sister, who lives with my sister, at their residence, had gone up to the house to water the plants and just to take the mail in,
mm-hmm.
since I'm on vacation. And she saw Jed outside of our house,
mm-hmm.
of my house, I should say. And she stayed up there till about 9 o'clock, then went back down to her house, and that's when Jed showed up, I guess, down at, shortly after that, Jed showed up at their house.
When was that?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And Jed has a friend, it lives next door. Well, actually, the family lives next door. Their daughter, which I think is about Jed's age, came home, and supposedly he was up there, or the assumption, I guess, from talking is that he was up there visiting her or whatever. Is her name, and I don't know how to spell that. My, you know, when I got a call, the house was secure.
Okay.
As far as all the doors locked, the door locked and stuff like that. So I don't know if he went in yesterday or he had got it at a previous time. Usually when I'm not home, the house is locked and we have a dog that, you know,
mm-hmm.
voices pretty well. But, you know, he's kind of a sneaky little guy. So I don't know. I don't see him, if he's straight, I don't see him going in there and taking the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I would see it more or less when he's high. I just can't remember the last time that he was actually in the house, but he was in the house, which I don't remember, like I said, was the previous Sunday before he went to court. Very cordial.
Okay.
Very nice. And, you know, that's kind of strange for him.
Now, when's the last time you saw the gun in the drawer?
Oh, God, my brother died in January. He died on January 6th, and I think it was probably in December.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I haven't, yeah, I just, I just didn't bother looking at it, or it could, I just totally forgot about it, you know, with work and everything else like that, and, you know, good old attorneys and probate and stuff like that. It just, it just went from my mind.
Okay. And do you have the serial number at home somewhere?
Or? No, I don't. You know, it just, I was so upset when she gave it to me. I didn't, you know, she was on her deathbed. I mean, on her deathbed when she gave it to me, and I just didn't feel right taking it from her. And but she did buy it. And I don't know if he's still employed there or not. This is, let's see, over there in between 79 and 83, and I think that's about the time she bought the weapon. Had been on, I think, about 5 to 6 years before that, so I don't know if he retired or not.
Alright. What day did you leave to go to Tahoe?
I left Sunday, the 11th.
Okay, so you left Sunday, the 11th. Okay, when are you going to return?
Going to be coming back, we planned on coming back Friday, because I got my 9-year-old great-nephew here. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to, see his uncle.
Okay. And I'm sorry, who do you say you work for now? What's a good number? Do you have a cell phone, Greg?
You can probably reach me at this number.
Okay.
That's my brother's cell phone, and you can reach me pretty much. You know, I'll have it with him and while we're out and about today.
What about when you come home? Do you have a cell phone here?
No, I'll be off on vacation for the until the 2nd of August, and the home phone number is pretty good.
Okay.
But my business phone number that you can, if I do go back to work early, let me give you that. It's yeah, and I'm very sorry that this happened. I mean, I didn't, I understood he fired at the deputy, and the deputy had every right to take him out. And, I know he's wounded, Jed.
Yeah.
And, it's hard on my sister. I mean, very hard on my sister. But, just the kid's no good, in my opinion. And, I don't say that because he took the gun, and the situation is just that he's no good, trying to convince your sister of that and trying to make her get a little tough love on the kid.
Yeah, it's hard,
Of course, like I said, I'm not married, I don't have a kid, and the situation, things may be totally different.
Yeah. Well, if I have any other questions, Greg, do you mind if I call you?
Oh, no problem.
All right, and thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Terminated phone call. Analyst at 9:04 a.m. on 7/14/2004. Reference the officer involved shooting on the Norway track.